Good morning. It's just gone 8 o'clock on Thursday, October 30th. This is Morning Ireland on RTÉ Radio 1 with Audrey Carvel and Fran McNulty.
Good morning. The headlines. Stormont ministers will try to strike a deal on a budget today ahead of a deadline tomorrow. Israel has faced strong criticism at the UN Security Council over plans to build homes in occupied East Jerusalem. And commuters are being told of major disruption to train services in and out of Houston Station in Dublin this morning. The news in full is read now by Clodagh Walsh.
Ministers of the power-sharing executive of Northern Ireland will try to reach agreement on a budget during talks at Stormont later today. A £100 million loan on offer from the British Chancellor George Osborne is contingent on the executive concluding a deal on their expenditure plans by the end of this week. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
For months, the power-sharing administration at Stormont has struggled. The five-party coalition couldn't agree on how to carve up the reduced block grant from Westminster. And the DUP has prevaricated about getting down to discussions about problem areas of the peace process. But the climate may be changing. A meeting of the ministers and the executive has been called for this afternoon. There could well be a deal on the budget, including agreement on where expenditure cutbacks will be made. Also, for the first time, the DUP is expected to have a meeting with the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Charlie Flanagan, as part of the wider talks process. For the past 2 weeks, the DUP message has been that Dublin must realise it has no role in the internal affairs of Northern Ireland. It's a fair assumption that the arrival of US envoy, the retired Senator Gary Hart, has concentrated minds and put all the parties in best behaviour mode. Several weeks of difficult negotiations on deep-rooted problems lie ahead. But today may be an occasion when the capacity to successfully compromise makes a cameo appearance.
A report by Northern Ireland's Police Ombudsman has found that RUC Special Branch officers withheld information from RUC detectives investigating the OMA bombing in County Tyrone in 1998. The Ombudsman, Dr. Michael Maguire, said the failure to pass on details of telephone numbers used by the real IRA gang hampered the initial investigation but could not have prevented the attack. The United Nations and the United States have strongly criticised Israel over its plans to build homes on the occupied territory of East Jerusalem. The UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, warned that the construction could ignite more violence. He urged Israel to rescind its plan to build 1,000 new homes, which he said was in violation of international law and contrary to the two-state solution.
Continued settlement activity in occupied Palestinian territory is doing significant damage to any possibility of a lasting peace between the two sides and is moving the situation ever closer to a one-state reality. Further delay in the pursuit of peace will only exacerbate the conflict further and deepen divisions.
The United States said it was deeply concerned at what it called provocative actions by Israel. A nurse in the United States has given the authorities in her home state of Maine an ultimatum. Lift her Ebola quarantine today or she will disregard the restrictions and go to court. Casey Hickox, who's 33, tested negative for the virus on returning to the US from treating patients in Sierra Leone, but was confined to her home against her will. Her lawyer says she poses no medical risk and her enforced quarantine is unconstitutional. Speaking at the White House last night, President Obama said he believed that, in time, the spread of the virus could be halted.
It's critical that we remain focused on the facts and on the science. Keep in mind that of the 7 Americans treated for Ebola so far, most of them while serving in West Africa, all 7 have survived. But we know how to treat this disease. And now that the West African nations of Senegal and Nigeria have been declared Ebola-free, we know that this disease can be contained and defeated if we stay vigilant and committed, and America continues to lead the fight.
A US medical devices company has announced that it is to generate 100 jobs at its plant in Athlone in County Westmeath. Teleflex Incorporated said it will recruit the extra staff over the next 3 years as it expands its existing operation. Teleflex provides medical devices for critical care and surgery. The technology company OpenNet has announced the provision of 30 jobs at its global headquarters in Dublin. The company makes software that enables its global mobile phone and cable customers improve profitability. Irish Rail has said there will be considerable disruption to train services in and out of Houston Station in Dublin this morning. A section of the line between Sallins and Newbridge is closed at the request of the Gardaí, who are investigating a fatality. Sinead Morris reports.
Commuter services will operate between Sallins and Houston only. There will be no commuter services between Portlaoise and Sallins this morning. Intercity services from Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Galway and Westport will terminate at Kildare, with road transfers to and from Houston. All other Waterford services will terminate at Athy, with a bus transfer to and from Houston. The line is not expected to reopen until after the morning peak travel time.
Mill Street Garda station in Galway City was evacuated of personnel following flooding yesterday evening. The station remains unoccupied and it's understood that repair work may need to be carried out. A group from Edinburgh has won the Mercury Prize, which is awarded to the best album released in Britain and Ireland over the past 12 months. Young Fathers, a hip-hop band, won the prize for their album Dead. And now the time is 7 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant Engineering. Keeping Irish families warm for 35 years. Think heating, think boilers, think Grant. GrantEngineering.ie.
It'll be mild today with patches of rain and drizzle. There'll also be hill and coastal fog. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 17 degrees.